This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation has commented on the USDA's highly pathogenic avian influenza strategy. We'll have more right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins recently announced a blueprint intended to bring avian influenza under control. Barrett Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the current outbreak dates back almost 3 years.
So highly pathogenic avian influenza has affected about 166 million birds since the outbreak began in 2022. Most of these have been egg layers, while avian influenza has also affected 975 dairy herds since the first detection in March of 24. Avian influenza in poultry has dramatically reduced the egg supply and driven up prices to record levels.
Many Americans are concerned about the price of eggs, with the recent national average reaching $8.11 per dozen. Nelson said USDA's blueprint contains elements to address egg costs along with other moves.
USDA will dedicate up to $500 million to help U.S. poultry producers implement the gold standard of biosecurity measures. The next step, USDA will make up to $400 million available of increased financial relief to farmers. The third prong, USDA is exploring the use of vaccines and therapeutics for laying chickens. The fourth prong, USDA will take other actions to help lower the cost of eggs and remove unnecessary regulatory burdens on egg producers. The fifth prong, USDA will consider temporary import options to reduce egg costs in the short term.
Nelson said there are several ways to keep an eye on the status of HPAI, including the USDA's Chicken and Egg Report.
That comes out, that kind of tells us where the flock is at for its rebuilding. We can always take a look at egg prices. Those are kind of a reflection of where we're at as the egg supply. USDA also has their avian influenza dashboard.
For more information, visit fbe.org. For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.